You're listening to Real World News, Energy and Climate Change.
A new global platform of peoples in defense of Mother Earth has just been created in the framework of the World People's Conference on Climate Change in Cochabamba, Bolivia. Cuban leader Joel Suarez said to Real World Radio, "We hope this becomes a space to join people from local churches, villages, organizations, and everyone who is realizing the problems we face and wants to join our struggle." The member of the Martin Luther King Center from Cuba and the Coalition of Popular Movements from the Americas, COMPA, hopes that this new platform can join their work with that of other social movements and organizations. He made reference to Friends of the Earth International, the World March of Women, Jubilee South, Pia Campesina, the Hemispheric Social Alliance, and COMPA itself, organizations that agreed to build a movement to combat climate change, and that is the reason why they are here in Cochabamba. With reference to the conference which is being held in Cochabamba, Suarez highlighted that the main political message raised is that capitalism is a fundamental cause of the current crisis. Despite political, geographical, and sectoral
agreeing
that the problems we're facing are related to the predatory nature of the capitalist system, and as indigenous people and feminists would say, a racist and xenophobic nature as well, he said. He also stated that we cannot expect much from the multilateral spheres like the UN and governments because of the weight of the influence of developed countries in official conferences on climate change. Suarez added that Cochabamba is reaffirming the need for popular mobilization to pressure the decision makers. "We have to mobilize people," the Cuban leader said. Several social movements and organizations working together to combat climate change also work with ALBA governments, especially Bolivia, to join forces. The Cuban activists also made reference to the relationship between movements and national governments. "It is inevitable that if we want to save the Earth, we should try to sit at the table with everyone. We have to be patient, we have to listen to each other, accept our differences, but let's not think that everything is nice here. There are conflicts. However, we have to move forward, try to reach agreements, even those small ones," the leader concluded.
You're listening to Real World News.